English 900, Book 3, Tape 2A, Asking People to Do Things. Listen. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Now, repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Intonation. Listen and repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Verb study. Listen.
1. Tell. Ask.
Please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here.
I've already told him.
Please ask John to help me.
I've already asked John to help you. 2. Take. Bring. Get.
Take these books home with you tonight.
I took those books home with me last night.
Please bring me those magazines.
He brought me 2 magazines.
Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
He got me a hammer from the kitchen. 3. Turn on, turn off.
Please ask John to turn on the lights.
John already turned on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
John already turned off the lights. 4. Pick up, put down, hang up.
Please pick up those cups and saucers.
He already picked up those cups and saucers.
Please put your books down.
I've already put my books down.
Hang up my coat, will you, please?
He hung up my coat in the closet. 5. Bother, help.
Please don't bother me now.
Is he bothering you?
Would you help me?
He helped me lift the heavy box. 6. Count.
Please count the chairs in that room.
I've already counted the chairs in that room. 7. Pour.
Please pour this milk into that glass.
I've already poured the milk into the glass. 8. Call.
If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
He called me last night.
Now, repeat.
One. Tell. Ask.
Please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here.
I've already told him.
Please ask John to help me.
I've already asked John to help you. Two. Take. Bring. Get.
Take these books home with you tonight.
I took those books home with me last night.
Please bring me those magazines.
He brought me two magazines.
Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
He got me a hammer from the kitchen. Three. Turn on, turn off.
Please ask John to turn on the lights.
John already turned on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
John already turned off the lights. Four. Pick up, put down, hang up.
Please pick up those cups and saucers.
He already picked up those cups and saucers.
Please put your books down.
I've already put my books down.
Hang up my coat, will you please?
He hung up my coat in the closet. Five. Bother. Help.
Please don't bother me now.
Is he bothering you?
Would you help me?
He helped me lift the heavy box. Six. Count.
Please count the chairs in that room.
I've already counted the chairs in that room. Seven. Pour.
Please pour this milk into that glass.
I've already poured the milk into the glass. Eight. Call.
If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
He called me last night.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 1. Listen and repeat.
What color is your book?
My book has a dark blue cover. How much does that typewriter weigh? It's not too heavy, but I don't know the exact weight. This round table weighs about 45 pounds. What size suitcase do you own? One of my suitcases is small, and the other one is medium size. I like the shape of that table. How long is Jones Boulevard? That street is only 2 miles long. Will you please measure this window to see how wide it is? This window is just as wide as that one. The walls are 3 inches thick. This material feels soft. This pencil is longer than that one. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 2. Listen and repeat. Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you please?
Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? Please pick up those cups and saucers. Will you do me a favor? Please count the chairs in that room. Please pour this milk into that glass. Now, review the verb study. Listen and repeat.
1. Tell. Ask.
Please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here.
I've already told him.
Please ask John to help me.
I've already asked John to help you. 2. Take. Bring. Get.
Take these books home with you tonight.
I took those books home with me last night.
Please bring me those magazines.
He brought me 2 magazines.
Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
He got me a hammer from the kitchen. 3. Turn on, turn off.
Please ask John to turn on the lights.
John already turned on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
John already turned off the lights. 4. Pick up, put down, hang up.
Please pick up those cups and saucers.
He already picked up those cups and saucers.
Please put your books down.
I've already put my books down.
Hang up my coat, will you please?
He hung up my coat in the closet. 5. Bother. Help.
Please don't bother me now.
Is he bothering you?
Would you help me?
He helped me lift the heavy box. 6. Count.
Please count the chairs in that room.
I've already counted the chairs in that room. 7. Pour.
Please pour this milk into that glass.
I've already poured the milk into the glass. 8. Call.
If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
He called me last night.
This is the end of Tape 2A, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 2B, Substitution Drills. 1. Listen. Would you please tell him that I'm here?
Would you please advise him that I'm here?
Would you please let him know that I'm here?
Would you please remind him that I'm here?
Now, repeat. Would you please tell him that I'm here?
Would you please advise him that I'm here?
Would you please let him know that I'm here?
Would you please remind him that I'm here?
2. Listen. Take these books home with you tonight.
Take these books to the meeting with you tonight.
Take these books to the library with you tonight. Now, repeat. Take these books home with you tonight.
Take these books to the meeting with you tonight.
Take these books to the library with you tonight. 3. Listen. Please bring me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please give me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please hand me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please throw me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Now, repeat. Please bring me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please give me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please hand me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please throw me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
4. Listen. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
Would you help me carry this heavy box?
Would you help me move this heavy box?
Would you help me wrap this heavy box?
Would you help me weigh this heavy box?
Would you help me measure this heavy box?
Now, repeat. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
Would you help me carry this heavy box?
Would you help me move this heavy box?
Would you help me wrap this heavy box?
Would you help me weigh this heavy box?
Would you help me measure this heavy box?
5. Listen. Please ask John to turn on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
Please ask John to turn the lights on.
Please ask John to turn the lights off.
Now, repeat. Please ask John to turn on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
Please ask John to turn the lights on.
Please ask John to turn the lights off.
6. Listen. Put your books down on the table, will you please?
Put down your books on the table, will you please?
Put your books on the table, will you please?
Leave your books on the table, will you please?
Place your books on the table, will you please? Now, repeat. Put your books down on the table, will you please?
Put down your books on the table, will you please?
Put your books on the table, will you please?
Leave your books on the table, will you please?
Place your books on the table, will you please? 7. Listen. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a nail from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a ruler from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a yardstick from the kitchen, will you?
Now, repeat. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a nail from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a ruler from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a yardstick from the kitchen, will you?
8. Listen. Hang up my coat in the closet, will you?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Put my coat in the closet, will you?
Leave my coat in the closet, will you?
Put my coat back in the closet, will you? Now, repeat. Hang up my coat in the closet, will you?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Put my coat in the closet, will you?
Leave my coat in the closet, will you?
Put my coat back in the closet, will you? 9. Listen. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't interrupt me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't talk to me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't argue with me now. I'm very busy.
Now, repeat. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't interrupt me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't talk to me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't argue with me now. I'm very busy.
10. Listen. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind mailing this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind wrapping this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind calling Mr. Cooper for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Now, repeat. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind mailing this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind wrapping this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind calling Mr. Cooper for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
11. Listen. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you visit me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you come to see me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you do a favor for me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you mail a letter for me tomorrow? Now, repeat. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you visit me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you come to see me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you do a favor for me tomorrow?
If you have time, will you mail a letter for me tomorrow? 12. Listen. Please pick up those cups and saucers, will you?
Please pick up those plates and glasses, will you?
Please pick up those knives and forks, will you?
Please pick up those spoons, will you?
Now, repeat. Please pick up those cups and saucers, will you?
Please pick up those plates and glasses, will you?
Please pick up those knives and forks, will you?
Please pick up those spoons, will you?
13. Listen, will you do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will he do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will she do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will they do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Now, repeat. Will you do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will he do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will she do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
Will they do me a favor? I'm very busy this afternoon.
14. Listen. Please count the chairs in that room. How many are there?
Please count the desks in that room. How many are there?
Please count the pictures in that room. How many are there?
Please count the rugs in that room. How many are there?
Now, repeat. Please count the chairs in that room. How many are there?
Please count the desks in that room. How many are there?
Please count the pictures in that room. How many are there?
Please count the rugs in that room. How many are there?
15. Listen. Would you please pour this milk into that glass?
Will you please pour this milk into that glass?
Could you please pour this milk into that glass?
Would you mind pouring this milk into that glass?
Now, repeat. Would you please pour this milk into that glass?
Will you please pour this milk into that glass?
Could you please pour this milk into that glass?
Would you mind pouring this milk into that glass?
16. Listen. Would you please ask John to hang my coat up?
Would you please ask John to get me a hammer?
Would you please ask John to take back these books?
Would you please ask John to bring me those magazines?
Now, repeat. Would you please ask John to hang my coat up?
Would you please ask John to get me a hammer?
Would you please ask John to take back these books?
Would you please ask John to bring me those magazines?
17. Listen. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you are able to, will you call me tomorrow?
If you think of it, will you call me tomorrow? Now, repeat. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow?
If you are able to, will you call me tomorrow?
If you think of it, will you call me tomorrow? Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. Would you please tell him that I'm here?
Would you please advise him that I'm here?
2. Take these books home with you tonight.
Take these books to the meeting with you tonight.
3. Please bring me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
Please give me those magazines. They're not very heavy.
4. Would you help me lift this heavy box?
Would you help me carry this heavy box?
5. Please ask John to turn on the lights.
Please ask John to turn off the lights.
6. Put your books down on the table, will you please?
Put down your books on the table, will you please?
7. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you?
Get me a nail from the kitchen, will you?
8. Hang up my coat in the closet, will you?
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
9. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy.
Please don't interrupt me now. I'm very busy.
10. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
Would you mind mailing this package for me? I'm busy this afternoon.
This is the end of Tape 2B, Book 3, English 900. English 900, Book 3, Tape 2C. Conversation. 1. Frank asks Tom to help him. Listen. Would you mind helping me for a minute, Tom?
I'd be glad to, Frank. What do you want me to do?
Help me hang up this picture. Hold it straight while I put in the nail.
I'd be glad to.
Hand me the hammer. Give me one of those nails, too, please.
Here you are.
There. How does that look? Tell me if I have it straight.
Yes, it's straight, but it's upside down.
Now, repeat. Would you mind helping me for a minute, Tom?
I'd be glad to, Frank. What do you want me to do?
Help me hang up this picture. Hold it straight while I put in the nail.
I'd be glad to.
Hand me the hammer. Give me one of those nails, too, please.
Here you are.
There. How does that look? Tell me if I have it straight.
Yes, it's straight, but it's upside down.
Now, you say Tom's part. Would you mind helping me for a minute, Tom? Help me hang up this picture. Hold it straight while I put in the nail. Hand me the hammer. Give me one of those nails, too, please. There. How does that look? Tell me if I have it straight.
Two. Ella prepares a birthday cake. Listen.
Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara?
Here are the eggs. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another.
What are you making? A cake?
That's right. Don't tell Harry. It's for his birthday. Keep it a secret.
I won't tell anyone. Now, repeat.
Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara?
Here are the eggs. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes. Put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another. What are you making? A cake? That's right. Don't tell Harry. It's for his birthday. Keep it a secret.
I won't tell anyone. Now, you say Barbara's part.
Will you bring me 2 eggs from the refrigerator, Barbara? Yes. Put the egg whites in one bowl and the yolks in another. That's right. Don't tell Harry. It's for his birthday. Keep it a secret.
Now, you say Ella's part. Here are the eggs. Anything else I can do for you? What are you making? A cake? I won't tell anyone.
Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. Please ask John to turn the lights on. It's dark in here.
Put your books down on the table, please.
Hang my coat up in the closet, will you?
Please don't wait for me. I'll be busy all afternoon.
Would you mind doing a favor for me?
Would you please pick up those cups and saucers from the table?
Would you mind taking these books back to the library?
Tell him to turn the lights off when he goes to bed.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. Would you please get me a hammer?
Would you please count the chairs in this room?
Would you please pour this milk into that glass?
Would you please help me lift this heavy box?
Would you please take these books home?
Would you please turn the lights off?
Would you please bring me those magazines? Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. Would you please help me wrap this box?
Would you mind helping me wrap this box?
Please don't help me wrap this box.
Would you ask John to help me wrap this box?
Would you please mail this letter for me?
Would you mind mailing this letter for me?
Please don't mail this letter for me.
Ask John to mail this letter for me.
Would you please hang your coat up?
Would you mind hanging your coat up?
Please don't hang up your coat.
Would you ask John to hang his coat up?
Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. Don't wait for me at 5 o'clock.
You won't have time to do me a favor.
He didn't get me a glass of milk yesterday.
Aren't you going to help me wrap this box?
Don't bring me a yardstick.
These nails don't weigh too much.
I didn't turn off the radio.
I'm not very busy.
Don't pour me a cup of coffee.
He didn't help me lift the heavy box.
Don't count all the chairs in this room.
He isn't bothering me.
Isn't he talking to you?
Don't take these magazines back to the library.
Don't leave your books on the table.
Dictation practice. prepared to take dictation.
Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here? Take these books home with you tonight. Take these books home with you tonight. Take these books home with you tonight. Please bring me those magazines. Please bring me those magazines. Please bring me those magazines. Would you help me lift this heavy box? Would you help me lift this heavy box? Would you help me lift this heavy box? Please ask John to turn on the lights. Please ask John to turn on the lights. Please ask John to turn on the lights. Put your books down on the table. Put your books down on the table. Put your books down on the table. Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Get me a hammer from the kitchen, will you? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Hang up my coat in the closet, will you, please? Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? Would you mind mailing this letter for me? Would you mind mailing this letter for me? This is the end of tape 2C, book 3, English 900.
اینک به ترجمه یونیت 2 از کتاب سوم توجه فرمایید. Word list، فهرست لغت. Box، جعبه. Closet، گنجه. Fork، چنگال. Hammer، چکش. Into، حرف اضافه است، به طرف حرکت بدر، به طرف داخل چیزی رو نشون میده، به معنی به. Kitchen، آشپزخانه. Knife، چاقو که جمعش میشه knives، چاقوها. Library، کتابخانه. Light، اگه فعل باشه به معنی روشن کردن، اس باشه به معنی روشن یا چراغ یا به معنی سبک. Nail، ناخون یا میخ. Package، بسته. Picture، تصویر، عکس. Plate، بشقاب. Rug، قالی یا قالیچه. Ruler، خکش. Saucer، نلبکی. Spoon، قاشق. That، به معنی آن یا چه. Yardstick، یعنی میله فلزی که با یارد مدرّد شده که برای پارچه فروشی ها به کار میره. Verb forms، advise، به معنی نصیحت کردن که فعل با قاعده است و چون به این ختم شده فقط دی میگیره، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه advised. Argue، بحث کردن یا استدلال کردن، باز این با قاعده است و فقط دی میگیره، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه argued. Bother، اذیت کردن، فعل با قاعده است که در گذشته و اسم مفعول ed میگیره، میشه bothered. Bring، آوردن، فعل بیقایده است، گذشتش میشه brought، اسم مفعولش هم brought. Carry، هم کردن، فعل باقایده است که ایدی میگیره و هر موقع ما بخواییم ایدی با آخر فعلی اضافه کنیم که به وای ختم شده و اگر قبل از وای حرف بی صدا باشه، وای تبدیل میشه به آی. اینجا قبل از وای حرف آر بی صدا است، بنابراین وقتی ایدی اضافه میکنیم وای باز به آی تبدیل بشه. Carried. Count، شمردن، فعل باقایده است که ایدی بهش اضافه میشه، counted، گذشتش و اسم مفعولش میشه. Hand، به معنی کمک کردن، دست دادن، به دست گرفتن که باز باقایده است و ایدی میگیره در گذشته و اسم مفعول. Handed. Hang up، یعنی آویزان کردن، فعل بیقایده است که گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه hung up. Help، کمک کردن، فعل باقایده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه helped. Interrupt، یعنی قطع کردن حرف کسی که این هم باقایده است، در گذشته و اسم مفعول ed میگیره، interrupted. Let someone know، کسی را مطلع کردن، که این فعل let بی قاعده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه let someone know. Lift، بلند کردن، با قاعده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه lifted. Mail، پست کردن، با قاعده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه mailed. Move، یعنی حرکت کردن که باز فعل با قاعده هستش و گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه moved، که اینجا چون ای داره فقط ما دی اضافه میکنیم به آخرش. Pick up، برداشتن، فعل با قاعده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه picked up. Place، یعنی گذاشتن، قرار دادن، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه placed، با قاعده است. Pour، ریختن، گذشته و اسم مفعولش چون با قاعده است ed میگیره، میشه poured. Put، گذاشتن، فعل بی قاعده است، گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه put. Put back، اینجا به معنی برگرداندن، گذشته و اسم مفعولش put back میشه. Put down پایین گذاشتن باز put اینجا فعل با قاعده است گذاشته و اسم مفعولش یکی میشه میشه put down remind به معنی به یاد انداختن یا یادآوری کردن که با قاعده است ایدی میگیره در گذشته و اسم مفعول و میشه reminded take به معنی برداشتن یا بردن گذشتهش میشه took که فعل بی قاعده است اسم مفعولش میشه taken take back یعنی پس گرفتن باز فعل بی قاعده است گذشتهش میشه took back اسم مفعولش taken back throw انداختن فعل بی قاعده است گذشتهش throw اسم مفعولش thrown turn off خاموش کردن مقصود خاموش کردن به عنوان مثال تلویزیون یا رادیو turn off با قاعده است ایدی گرفته گذشته و اسم مفعولشه turn on روشن کردن باز این با قاعده است ایدی میگیره turn on گذشته و اسم مفعولش میشه wrap به معنی پیچیدن یا بسته بندی کردن باز فعل با قاعده است و طبق قاعده دیکته وقتی پسوند ایدی اضافه میکنیم به این پی دبل میشه expressions اصطلاحات be able to یعنی توانستن قادر بودن do a favor for معنی لطف کردن supplementary word list backyard حیات پشت خونه رو میگن bowl کاسه یا جام cut بریدن قطع کردن dry cleaner خوش‌شویی eggs تخم مرغ ها egg whites سفیدی تخم مرغ رو میگن garbage آشغال grass علف hold نگه داشتن keep این هم به معنی نگه داشتن laundry یعنی رخت شویی love عشق یا دوست داشتن milkman شیر فروش نوت یادداشت یا به معنی اسکناس هم هست کوارت واحد گنجایش هست واحد گنجایش رو میگن refrigerator یخچال secret یعنی راز یا سر show repairman کفاش straight مستقیم supermarket فروشگاه میگن یا همون supermarket upside down یعنی سرپایینی why چرا یا به این علت که yolks زرده تخم مرغ رو میگن و حالا توجه کنید به ترجمه یونیت دو یونیت تو بخش دوم asking people to do things درخواست از مردم برای انجام دادن چیزها would you please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here لطفاً ممکنه به آقای کوپر بگی که من اینجا هستم take these books home with you tonight این کتابا رو امروز با خودت امشب با خودت خونه ببر please bring me those magazines لطفاً اون مجله ها رو برای من بیار would you help me lift this heavy box لطفاً ممکنه کمکم کنی که این جعبه سنگین رو بلند کنم please ask John to turn on the lights لطفاً از جان خواهش کن از جان بخوا که چراغا رو روشن کنه put your books down on the table کتاباتو روی میز بذار get me a hammer from the kitchen will you یک چکش از آشپزخونه به من بده این کارو میکنی لطفاً ممکن این کارو کنی hang up my coat in the closet will you please لطفاً ممکنه که آویزون کنی کت منو از گنجه Please don't bother me now. I'm very busy. لطفاً سر به سرم نذار. مزاحمم نشو. اکنون. من خیلی مشغولم. سرم شلوغه. Would you mind mailing this letter for me? مانعی نداره که این نامه رو برای من پست کنی. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? اگه وقت داری لطفاً ممکنه فردا به من سر بزنی. Please pick up those cups and saucers لطفاً اون فنجونا و اون نلبکی ها رو بردار. Will you do me a favor؟ ممکنه لطفی در حق من بکنی؟ Please count the chairs in that room. لطفا اون صندلی که تو اون اتاقه بشمار. Please pour this milk into that glass. لطفا این شیر رو در داخل اون لیوان بریز. Verb study. مطالعه فعل. Number one. Tell. گفتن. Ask. خواستن یا خواهش کردن. Please tell Mr. Cooper that I'm here. لطفا با آقای کوپر بگو که من اینجا هستم. B. I've already told him. من قبلا به او گفتم. C. Please ask John to help me. لطفا از جان بخوا که منو کمک کنه. D. I've already asked John to help you. من قبلا از جان خواستم که به تو کمک کنه. Number 2. Take. برداشتن یا بردن. Bring. آوردن. Get. گرفتن یا رسیدن. A. Take these books home with you tonight. لطفا این کتابا رو امروز با خودت امشب با خودت خونه ببر. B. I took those books home with me last night. من آن کتابا رو دیشب با خودم خونه بردم، با خودم بردم. C. Please bring me those magazines. لطفاً اون مجله ها رو برای من بیار. D. He brought me two magazines. او دو مجله برای من آورد. E. Get me a hammer from the kitchen. Will you? یک چکش از آشپزخونه به من بده. این کارو میکنی؟ F. He got me a hammer from the kitchen. اون از آشپزخونه یک چکش به من داد. Number 3. Turn on. روشن کردن. Turn off. خاموش کردن. A. Please ask John to turn on the lights. لطفاً از جان درخواست کن که چراغا رو روشن کنه. B. John already turned on the lights. جان قبلا چراغ‌ها رو روشن کرده. C. Please ask John to turn off the lights. لطفاً از جان بخوا که چراغ‌ها رو خاموش کنه. D. John already turned off the lights. جان قبلا چراغ‌ها رو خاموش کرده. Number 4. Pick up. برداشتن. Put down. گذاشتن. پایین گذاشتن. Hang up. آویزان کردن. B. He already picked up those cups and saucers. او قبلا اون فنجون ها و نلبکی ها رو برداشته. C. Please put your books down. لطفا کتاباتو پایین بگذار. D. I've already put my books down. من قبلا کتابامو پایین گذاشتم. E. Hang up my coat. Will you please? لطفا ممکنه که آویزون کنی کتمو. F. He hung up my coat in the closet. او کت من رو در گنجه آویزون کرد. Number 5. Bother. مزاحمت ایجاد کردن، اذیت کردن. Help. کمک کردن. A. Please don't bother me now. لطفاً حالا اذیتم نکن. B. Is he bothering you? آیا او داره تو رو اذیت میکنه؟ شما رو اذیت میکنه؟ C. Would you help me? لطفاً ممکنه کمکم کنی؟ D. He helped me lift the heavy box. او کمکم کرد که جعبه سنگی رو بلند کنم. Number 6. Count. یعنی شمردن. شمردن. A. Please count the chairs in that room. لطفاً صندلی‌های تو اون اتاق رو بشمار. B. I've already counted the chairs in that room. من قبلاً صندلی‌های داخل اون خونه رو اون اتاق رو شمردم. Number 7. Pour. ریختن. A. Please pour this milk into that glass. لطفاً این شیر رو در داخل اون لیوان بریز. B. I've already poured the milk into the glass. من قبلاً شیر رو در داخل لیوان ریختم. Number 8. Call. نامیدن، صدا زدن، سر زدن، تلفن کردن. A. If you have time, will you call me tomorrow? اگه وقت داری لطفاً ممکنه فردا به من سر بزنی. B. He called me last night. او دیشب به من سر زد. Conversation. مکالمه. Number 1. Frank asks Tom to help him. فرانک از تام میخواد که کمکش کنه. فرانک: Would you mind helping?